Om Jai Jai Sai Ma, everyone, and welcome to this global conference call. Let's all take a deep breath together. And just allow yourself to be open and aware of the grace that's being poured down on each one of us during this call and for all of those who listen to it afterwards. My name is Mary Seitz, and I serve as the program director for Sai Ma's Transformational Healers Program, which is a program that serves healers around the globe and in the role that they play serving humanity. And with me on this call today is Dr. Adam Rizvi, Sai Ma's successor in the East, and Reiko Dewey, Sai Ma's Regional Director for Japan. Ma asked us to create this call for you today to explain and to share with you what's been happening on the planet, what will happen in the next few years, just an overview of some of that, and then how we can best serve the planet in the role that each one of us is playing on the planet at this time. And that will be an overview of the call we'll each share, and then Dr. Adam will close with a meditation for you. I especially am welcoming those who may be new to our community or to our calls. And I'd like to explain first to you that a greeting that we often use with each other is Om Jai Jai Sai Ma. And the meaning of that greeting, it's similar to, many of you may have heard Namaste, I honor the divinity within you and the divinity within me. When we say Om Jai Jai Sai Ma, what that means is, what that translates to, is I honor the divine feminine in you and in me. This is a time on our planet where there's a balancing of the masculine and the feminine energies. And so we're calling forth that divine feminine that exists in all of us. So we use that as a greeting to each other. And so what's happening on the planet right now? Sai Ma has explained to us that our planet Earth is energy. Actually, everything's energy. And to understand this call today, that's a basic concept that we have to understand, is that everything's energy. And that planet Earth, it also is energy. It was created by great beings of divine light called the Elohim. And they created this planet has a planet for us to play on, a planet of light. Planet, they created beauty and grace and everything. And they, on the planet, in order to play in it, they decided that we would have what's called free will. And they asked us when we were souls, who wants to come? And we raised our hands. We said, yes, yes, we want to go. It sounded probably like a great adventure. And as souls, we incarnated on the planet. And we began to create these divine sparkles of light. With our free will, we could create whatever we wished. Ma stated that this planet is the only planet in our known universe that has the energies of fear and the energies of love. So we can create with either one. And in the contract of this planet, Mother Earth agreed to go what's called dormant. And we know dormant from flowers. And you know, things go dormant in the winter oftentimes, and they reemerge in the spring every year, every 2 years. Well, Mother Earth decided to go dormant. And at some point, Mother Earth was going to wake up similar to Sleeping Beauty. I'm going to wake up and return to the original beauty and light that this planet is. That's the time we're in now. That's what's happening on the planet. Mother Earth is waking up, and everything that we've created that's been fear-based or of a lower frequency is now being released from Mother Earth to be transmuted. It's for that reason that we're seeing some of the things that we're seeing now with this great, great intensity. The anger that we put in Mother Earth, the jealousies, the terror, the hatred, all of this is emerging. And since we've been on this planet for eons, you can imagine how much is coming up. Mother Earth is going through a rebirth, and birthing herself into a planet of light. We might call that a fifth dimensional planet, a planet of, and because we're part of Mother Earth, we're on Mother Earth, many of us are experiencing all sorts of energies and frequencies that are quite intense. You may have noticed that you find yourself a little bit angry or angry at something, and next thing you know, you're in a rage. It's intense. Everything is intense and magnified now because of these energies that are coming out of Mother Earth, that are being transmuted out of Mother Earth. And Ma shared with us a few weeks ago, we were in one of the Journeys of Profound Healing that Tsai Ma offers, that even energies such as sexual energies are going to be coming up, and then people will be acting as if almost like in a this is crazy. Ma didn't use that word, but it would be as if that being attracted to people and being in relationships with people and acting out these energies almost like a frenzy, almost like it feeling so out of control. In the journey, one of the participants reported to Ma that there's even now an app for that, where you can like have a meeting with someone quite easily with your app. And Ma said, "This is what I'm talking about. This is what's going to be happening." And we're sharing this to you today, not for anyone to be frightened or worried, but merely that you be aware, so that you can play your role on this planet with awareness, and so that we can be steadfast pillars of light on this planet while the whole planet is going through this, what's quite normal, transition to the next level. And one of the other really important things I want to stress for you, all of you that are listening to this call, is not to go into fear. Because at the same time that Mother Earth is going through this time, and so much is going out onto the planet of what's non-light and coming up, at the same time the heavens are pouring frequency of joy and bliss onto our planet. Ma shared with us that these frequencies that are coming now are so powerful that they have not been seen in our known civilization on this planet. Ma was able to tap into them and bring and serve us, especially over the new year, with these new frequencies. And so becoming aware of them, we now have the opportunity to align with them and bring them onto the planet. Reiko, would you now share what's happening in Japan and your thoughts on this? Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Yes, there is so much occurring all over the planet. And I'm currently here in the city of Fukuoka, where we've just completed the becoming of you. And being with people here and speaking to our community, as well as people from communities and spiritual leaders in Japan, there's most certainly the sense of great change, like another tsunami on another level, moving through the planet and moving through Japan, the awareness of people. On one level, there's a sense of many areas of instability, be it the political situation and what may be coming, occurring here. On several levels, there's been conversation of a recreation of a military, many things that in a way have not been in the awareness of people in terms of a sense of safety in their everyday lives is now a daily occurrence in the news. The nuclear reactor of Fukushima, radioactivity, earthquakes, financially instability, and so on the seemingly third dimensional level, many, many areas which are shaking people. At the same time, people are aware that the change is here, and it is here at a level that there is no solution but to look at spirituality. This is something that Ma has spoken about, but also other leaders, teachers, have been speaking about the times that are coming is a time that we need to be in alignment with who we truly are, that we need to be in that place of turning to our roots of the divine, knowing the divinity of who we are, and moving into that higher state of awareness and consciousness. In a way, it has really come to that point that the only solution is that step into our higher dimensional selves, into the knowing of who we truly are. Because in that knowing, in that, as Ma would say, our full connection to our soul, in that place, we would know where to be, how to act, how to be with the light that we are, how to be centered in the midst of so much chaos. And that relationship with who we truly are is where that joy and that love reside. And in that is the way, the pathway, through all of what is seemingly, and I say seemingly because everything that is occurring that would seem to bring that fear, that sense of, oh my gosh, what is it, can I do? What is even possible? Given everything that's occurring here, what is a solution? There is no solution in the third dimension. There truly is no solution in the level of consciousness that we've been to create the changes that are needed. It is only by moving into that higher state of who we are where the true solution is. And so the times that are coming, and some Saima has mentioned towards the end of the year, that will become more apparent. In the times that are coming, there will be a point where we move into that place of choiceless choice, where we move into the place of either we truly know who we are, we move into the divine of who we are, or we will not find a solution. But the beauty of it is, in that movement, into that alignment, everything is possible. Because we're moving into the light, we're moving into that higher dimension, we're moving into that place of the new civilization, of the golden era, of that place of being as our full presence, as being our divine self on this planet. And in that place, we move beyond the duality. We move beyond the fear. We move beyond the chaos. We move beyond all that seems impossible in the from a third dimensional perspective. We are being given an incredible opportunity. This is what we have been born for. This is our birthright. This is why we have chosen to be here on this planet at this time, to be able to consciously evolve, to be able to make that conscious shift, that conscious choice to move into our fullness of our being. And yes, on the outside, things will seem impossible. We're coming to a point where things will seem impossible. But that is that point where then we move into beyond what is currently possible, into that place where everything is available to us. In the creation of the work that Ma has created throughout the planet, in the creation of the work that Ma has created here in Japan, what we see is an immense light that encapsulates every single person who has come to be part of that as an alignment in the light that will carry us through this time. Not only carry us through, but carry us through in a place of joy, in a place of knowingness, in a place of sense of service to the light, of bringing forth this amazing, amazing time that we've all been waiting for. This light is who we are. This is what we have incarnated for. This connection to the divine that lives in the land, that is here, that lives within us, that is us, is ready to come forth in its full expression. In the work with Sai Ma, the light that Ma is and brings, all possibilities are present. in that light, we are united as one, because that is the remembrance of the oneness. So it is with great joy that I would invite Adam to continue. Om Jai Jai Sai Ma.
Om Jai Jai Sai Ma. Thank you, Reiko. What you're sharing is so important. Coming year is not only in and of itself a reawakening, a rebirthing, it's also a preparation. Ma has shared several times in the past that the work that will occur in 2015, 2016, and 2017 are preparations of a sort for the many decades in the future, 2040, 2060, 2070, and the rebirthing of the Golden Age and beyond. And so it is almost as if we are stewards of this awakening, midwives, holding steadfast in the midst of chaos, apparent chaos. Because in reality, all there is the truth of who we are. That peace, that bliss, joy, that absolute joy that we are able to partake in this great adventure, as Mary put it. And in this reawakening, this joyous reawakening, what we can remember is that we are creators still. It's very easy when all of this is being released from the planet and there's this perceived chaos and we move into places at times of reaction. It's very easy to judge others in that space, to judge ourselves, to place blame, to see all the many ways that things are impossible. And yet we are creators and have never stopped being creators. And so what to do when something arises in our field of awareness that might seem quote-unquote negative, quote-unquote limited. How to be a creator in those moments. And one of the things Sai Ma teaches us is, where do we put our faith? Put my faith in the reality of this limited concern, this limited so-called negative situation, or in the perfection that I know exists as a reality? I'll give an example. In my work in the hospitals, I speak with many different types of patients, from all different ages, very young to the body being very old, so-called old. And when I discuss the various diagnoses, the disorders that they may have with the body, it is very interesting to see how some place faith in the reality of that disease, and that becomes who they are. There's a faith almost in the reality of that disease. And it's the same when we see the shift and the releasing that Reiko mentioned of this planet Earth and the apparent chaos and confusion that might arise. Are we placing our faith in that confusion? When we have an immediate attraction to something, to a distraction, as Ma would put it, that takes us away from the light and from this truth that we know we are, into a place of smallness. Do we then put our faith in that? And again, there's no wrong or right. It's just awareness, awareness of the actions we take. Or do we, instead, in the case of my patients, place faith in the perfection that they are? Imagine to be faced with a terminal illness and to live in a place where there is complete and total faith in the perfection of the self, in the love of the self, the purity, the joy, and the bliss of the self, and knowing that that is who you are. Imagine what that can be like for someone. And for many, that becomes the case. There becomes an awakening. And the illusion of this terminal illness becomes apparent. And this is the same for what is happening on the planet Earth. Where do we place our faith? What are we committed to in this faith? How are we creating this new golden age and golden era? And very importantly, are we okay with the unknown? Because in this shift, in this transformation that is occurring, there will be many unknowns. As many of you have probably already noticed, as we face the unknown, there might be a sense of lack of control. And the ego certainly likes to be in control. The mind likes to be in control. And we feel that we lose that when we're faced with the unknown. This reawakening on the planet, this transformation on the planet, for many, 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 is a great unknown. And so being okay with that, welcoming that, and again, placing faith in that joy that we are. As we move 2015, 2016, and beyond, we can do this much more effectively in satsang and with others. And at this point, I'd like to invite Mary to share with us all the tools that are available to us as we step into this. Om Jai Jai Sai Ma.
Thank you, Adam. When Adam was speaking and he said something about a midwife, I often think of childbirth. And right before the last, those of you who have been through this, the last, before the baby comes out, there's that stage of transition. And if you've ever been through childbirth, you know this is the stage you want to jump out of your bed and run around the nurse's station and tell them that something's wrong, it's getting worse. It's too much. I can't handle it. Something's wrong. And if the nurse agrees with you that something's wrong and starts running around the station with you, it's not going to be very good. As midwives for Mother Earth and this rebirthing, it's of utmost importance that those of us who are aware remain steadfast when the masses are running around the nurses' station. There's nothing wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong. It just is. And this is the stage that Earth will go through before the birth. And if we play our role as pillars, steadfast pillars of light, just our presence as that will serve. And sometimes I wonder, well, if Mother Earth's going to birth anyway, why does she need us? And yet, if we look at this planet, it's a planet of free will. So while all this light may be descending upon us to serve us, to assist us, it's you and I, as humans, that will act as the stations, as the participants, the vehicles, to transmit these frequencies. We're needed. And we incarnated, as Reiko said. We incarnated for this. As Ma has said, we chose to incarnate for this time. So in this preparatory year, we will be doing everything to support you. Because as Adam shared with you, community will be key. We've created enlightened living groups for you, where groups will be using the Petals of Grace book and sharing satsang, which means sacred truth, sharing truths with you. And if you don't have an enlightened living group in your area to support you, consider starting one, because your community needs you to be the midwife here, to play your role. So there'll be those for you. We've created these Becoming of You programs. And teachers will be going throughout the United States, Japan, Europe, Canada, creating and delivering programs for you. And programs that you can bring your friends, your family. Because the more of us that know what's going on and are able and capable of bringing these higher frequencies of joy and bliss, these fifth-dimensional frequencies down to the third-dimension planet Earth, the easier this will be. And the more humanity will be served. Bringing your friends to these events, bringing your family members. The journey of profound healing, most of the journeys will take between now and April. And there'll be very few toward the end of the year. So please, invite your friends, your family members. Don't wait until the last minute. There are openings for now, and I'm not sure there will be toward the end of the year. So please do that. And the Healers Intensive. Now, this is a very, very intense program that the prerequisite for it has been the Journey of Profound Healing and being part of the Healers Program. But because of this year and what's happening, and also because these newer healing frequencies are coming, and as I said earlier, they've never, ever been seen in our civilization, our known civilization. So they're available for us to have now. Said Ma is opening this program March 18th to the 20th in Naples. And Ma will open this program for everyone to come. And Ma is saying everyone is a healer. The planet needs everyone. And so this is a wonderful opportunity this year for everyone to come and receive these frequencies. There'll be darshan, there'll be teachings, esoteric information will be shared. Come and learn so that you may serve not just those in the professional healing role, but everyone come and be part of this very intense program and receive these new frequencies directly from Saima. Or the past few days I was in meeting, and we're creating a global community event in December. I think it's December 10th to the 12th, around that weekend. So watch for that, where the whole community will come together in Naples. So all of these have been created for you. This global call, if you would like more global calls, please let us know how else we can serve you to play your role on the planet. And to truly step into this alignment, these frequencies, to serve. Adam,
Om Jiji Saima. Om Jiji Saima. Thank you, Mary. Let's all take a breath and move into that joy in the heart. Move into that place of smiling, bliss. Let us move into that place where we are so joyous in our ability to play together. Think of a time when you have the opportunity to go on an adventure spontaneously, and that sense of curiosity and joy that came out. That sense of play, a willingness to dive into whatever lay ahead. That is how we as souls felt when the call went out to take part in a great experiment, a great adventure on this planet. Tap into that. Tap into that moment. What joy does, joy opens up all of the subtle bodies. It is almost as if there is space between the subtle bodies as they expand in this joy. Open and free. And as many of you work with the sacred fire, the violet flame, this work of transmutation that Mary spoke of, that we spoke of, this work occurs much more rapidly when all of the bodies are open. The space around us in this joy. And joy is the basic state of the fifth dimension. Joy and divine love. And so let us bring this now, invite these energies into the third dimension, anchoring them. Master Sri Aurobindo did this work nonstop throughout his life, along with Mother. Inviting the energies from the higher dimensions, fifth dimension, sixth, seventh, and beyond, and anchoring them into the third dimension. Anchoring them into the denser fields. Let us continue that work. And using the breath to invite this joy, this freedom. And as you feel this joy moving through you, through the physical body, allow it to permeate each and every cell. Anchoring these dimensions in the physicality of the body. And further still, to the nucleus. Transforming the coating of the cell into that of joy. Information, the information of joy. Yes. Yes. Joyous, bubbling energy in the core of ourselves, spreading to each other one. Anchoring this energy into the planet, into the earth. And now, moving deeper in this joy, there is bliss. The great masters of the past in the depths of samadhi experienced bliss. Saint Teresa of Avila, in her many, many meditations, seeing Master Jesus and experiencing this bliss that is beyond language. Let us tap into that. Experiencing this bliss because we are that. And in your meditations today, tomorrow, and the many days to come, in the silence of your meditation, take a moment to be in this joy and in this bliss. Unending, ever new bliss. And you will find that in this bliss, there is everything. There is love, gratitude, the desire to serve. Freedom, light, the divine. All that is needed is to invite this. And so in this bliss, in this joy, in this great, great adventure. I thank each of you for saying yes, for being on this planet together, and for serving together. Thank you. Om JJ Saima.
Om JJ Saima. Thank you.